Welcome to the first podcast that we do from Central Church. Different times, and often these different times ask us to do things a little differently. In the next week, I'll do one or two of these podcasts for you as we go through a time that none of us have been through before. We thank the Lord that in this time we can be faithful servants, taking care of each other, also taking care of God's people. And unfortunately, because of that, we had to close the church for this Sunday, the 15th, and it will also be closed next Sunday. But we will keep you up to date on the website, and we will send out emails regarding what we are doing with the work that is being done at Central. So please remind your friends and tell everyone to come and visit the website often. For more information and exactly on what we're doing. But on the Sunday, let me share a short message with you. I will continue the series on falling into God's grace once we get back to the church and resume our normal services again. In the meantime, I'll do these little messages for you, and hopefully it can carry you through the day and through the week. Will you just pray with me for a moment? Father God, thank you that we also have other media through which we can bring your word to each other, in which we can connect with one another and know, Lord, that you are there and you are part of everything that we do. These are times that are strange to us, and for some of us, it's times that we are afraid of and we don't know what to do. But the one thing we know that never changes is you and your steadfast love and your care. We pray, Lord, for our church as a faith community, that you will keep your hand of blessing and of care on each one of us. We thank you, Lord, that there are so many people that are taking care of others and are reaching out to help in this time. We pray for the healthcare workers who are in the front lines of all of this. Bless them, Lord. Keep your hand of protection over each one of them. We pray for the leaders throughout the world, that they will make the right decisions. We pray for our own leaders, that you will help them, Lord, to do the best that they can for our country called Canada. We pray for all church leaders, for the leadership at Central, as we ask for your guidance in this time as well. Thank you for blessing our people. And thank you, Lord, that your word never changes and that we can continue to live in you and with you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So I'd like to read a little text with you, and it comes from Exodus chapter 16. And I'm going to start reading at verse 9. Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he's heard your grumbling." And while Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I've heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread, and then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. And when the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" Of course, in Hebrew, "what is it?" is the word mana. What is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It's the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. And then Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until the morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, and they kept part of it until the morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. But each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed. And when the sun grew hot, it melted away. The quail that first evening and the manna the next morning was far more than the Lord's practical way, my friends, of providing for his people on their way through the desert. This was a symbol of God's constant provision for his people. And through this practical gift, they would see God's care for them with their own eyes every morning and every evening. When they ate the food, they would know that God was constantly thinking about them and about their well-being. That's why God also made the rule, only gather enough for every day, one day at a time. To remind them that God will take care of them and their needs every day. To remind them that God was the one who provided. But of course, as always, few that would decide they knew better and they tried to hoard a little bit. Who knows if God would provide again tomorrow? Better take care a little bit of today. And of course, not only did they have to face Moses' anger, but they learned the lesson that the food spoiled because, says the word, there was enough for everyone every day because that's how God provides. That, my friends, is how God still works to this day. He provides in his abundance. He provides exactly what we need. He provides and my cup overflows. He provides and because of that, I do not want for anything. So here's the word for today. In this time of uncertainty, in some cases fear and even panic, it's our calling as God's people, people who know how God provides every day in his abundance. It's our calling to remember that we are safe in the Lord's hands, that we are the people who need to live that and show that. Live in the Lord's hands and know that his provision is there in the morning and his provision is there in the evening. I thank God that even as I sit here, I've received emails from folks saying, listen, we have time this week, and if there are older folks in the congregation that can't get out or folks that are in need that can't get out, please put our names on a list and let us know, and we'll find out what they need. We'll go get it for them. We'll put it on their doorstep. They don't have to come close to us. We won't have to go close to them. We will go take care of them. And I'm thinking, and so the manna and the quail falls from heaven, and God provides every day. So in the morning and in the evening, give thanks to the Lord. For the psalmist said, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Take good care of yourselves, friends. Do all the things that we've been told. Stay away from places that you don't need to go. Stay home. Wash your hands. Be careful, go out, go wash your clothes, all those things that you've been told to do. It's just sensible. It's very practical. But don't go into a panic, because we serve an amazing God. And he will walk with us as he walked through the desert. And there will be manna and there will be quail. God bless you. And as always, as I say when we end the service, now go home. For the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will answer your prayers and give you his peace. Amen. Have a blessed week.